Cacalamba pensaba encontrar en Cuba mi ilusión, pues siempre pensaba en Shanghái, una China uní con mí.
No. That was a long time ago, a very long time. 20 years, I think. I still remember old Fermín and I struggling to climb all the stairs up to Ileana's house.
Por Cuba y sus mujeres. Cubana de mi ilusión, ven conmigo pa Cantón.
Es una especie de música chino-cubana que estaba de moda hace como 70 años atrás.
Fermín told me that this Chino-Cuban song was popular about 70 years ago. Today it's hardly known by anyone, he said, even though it's part of Cuban folk music.
Pertenece al folclore musical cubano.
Never in my life I'd thought to find my dream in Cuba. I always wanted to be with a Chinese lady in Shanghai. But when I'd learned to dance the sun with the Cuban ladies, I was seized by a deep feeling for Cuba and its women. Cuban lady of my dreams, come with me to Canton. There I will enjoy your love. In those days I had been working on a piece about the Chinese Quarter in Havana. Once it was the second largest in the Americas after San Francisco, until the Cuban Revolution came. And when later in 1968 government nationalization began to take over even the small family enterprises, most of the Chinese left the island. I had known Fermín in a Casa de Abuelos, a house for the elderly, where old members of the Chinese community could meet and get lunch for free. He was a tall, scraggy man of nearly 80 years then. His parents had fled the Chinese Revolution in 1918 to look for greener pastures abroad. He himself was born in Cuba, where he got caught up by socialism. It had worked for him until the recent collapse of the Soviet Union had thrown him, like most Cubans, into deep poverty. When we knew each other, it was clear to me from the beginning that he was looking for recognition for his singing voice. So he was my man. I asked around and with a little luck I found a piano player with a more or less working instrument who was ready to accompany him. And so one morning we walked up to the 7th floor of her house in the old part of Havana. The lift had been out of order for years. On each level we had to take a break, and when we finally reached Ileana's apartment, Fermín was a bit short of breath. But that wouldn't slow down his ambition. Only with this very last high note did the air get a little thin. The next time I came to Cuba, I went to the Chinese Quarter to ask for Fermín, but I was told he had passed away. Now I'm back in Havana, and it so happened that I'm standing at the entry of the Chinese cemetery. 20 years ago, another old Chinese, Abel Fung, with whom I was on cordial terms, had brought me here. Even back then, the cemetery was a sad place. Broken tombstones and once splendid mausoleums whose roofs and walls were cracked by humidity. Mold, rottenness, decay and destruction everywhere. When he saw what was left of Cuba's rich Chinese history, Abel became melancholic. With a mixture of pride and envy, he talked about the rapid modernization of his home country, a development they were cut off from completely here in Cuba. Now it looks even worse. Whole rows of ruined tombs. In the very back, some workers seem to be busy. And then one of them, a stocky man in his late 30s, who obviously has a say, comes towards me, asking if he can help me.
Hola.
Hola.
¿En qué puedo ayudarlo?
Estoy buscando una tumba.
This might be a chance to pay a visit to Fermín.
Fermín Lee.
He must have passed away around 15 or 20 years ago.
Creo que se murió como hace 15, 20 años, no lo sé.
15 o 20 años.
The attendant says that if he's buried here, we should find him in the niches.
Que debe estar en los niches.
In three rows, one above the other, hundreds of them are set in long walls painted in fading white.
Porque ahí hay muertos que llevan 30, 40 años.
Those are the dead of the last 30, 40 years, he explains.
Él tenía familia.
Eso no
if he had family, well, I don't know.
Entonces vamos a buscar aquí en los nichos a ver si encontramos a Fermín. Si no está en los nichos.
If we can't find him here, we can go down and look there.
Que puede estar ahí también. Mira.
Fermín. He.
Fermín y.
No, not Fermín. He.
No, pero se llama Lee.
Fermín Lee.
Con L y doble E.
L y doble E, exacto.
Tronco.
He leaves for a moment to tell his colleague to stop sweeping so loudly. A boy of around 6 is following us with a dog.
Felipe Lee.
Sí, pero no Fermín.
Yeah.
We go on looking for Fermín, but little by little I start doubting if one can find anybody here at all without a register. So many niches, some with photos of the deceased, many without name or number at all. But David, that the attendant's name, seems confident enough. The more recent ones have numbers, he says. The ones with names only are older. This one, for example, died 30 years ago. But far and wide, no Fermín. Well, I didn't want to spend my whole day at the cemetery.
No, eh? No veo nada.
So David proposes we go downstairs.
¿Pero tú crees que se puede encontrar?
Vamos a hacer lo posible por encontrarlo.
He will do everything to find him, he tries to reassure me.
Buscar los nombres en los nichos.
We must check the names one by one.
Buscar los nombres en los nichos detalladamente, ¿no?
A steep staircase leads down to a long cellar vault, only lit by a few rays of daylight. The wall on the right hand is full of niches, many of them labeled in Chinese. On the left and in the midst of the cellar, boxes are piled up overhead, boxes full of bones. The aluminium boxes are 30, 40, 50 years old. The ones of cement more recent. There were many Chinese in Cuba. Our steps are silenced by lots of soft dust on the floor. For a moment, the idea comes to my mind that it's bones dust we are walking upon. Cobwebs everywhere, but still no trace of Fermín. Bones are looming from some of the boxes. They don't have enough lids here, he explains. David enters a narrow space between the piled up boxes towards the very back of the cellar. One can't avoid touching the boxes on entering there, and so I stay back, somehow uneasy by the prospect of death coming so close. The boy stays with me. After a moment, David calls me, and so there's no way to avoid having to squeeze into the small walkway. And in fact, he found him. Written on a box at face level, it says clearly, Fermín Lee.
Fermín L E E.
Suddenly he reaches into the box and holds the skull up in one hand.
Ay.
From a pair of empty eye sockets, Fermín is looking at me.
Hola, Fermín.
One lonely back tooth in his upper jaw. That is not how I had imagined my reunion with Fermín. I don't feel like staying any longer. The kid is also in a hurry to leave.
Vamos.
Up on the stairs, he has the idea to close the door in front of me so that I'm stuck inside alone with all the dead bodies. Very funny. The next day, I go back to the cemetery. I ask David to do the whole thing once again in exactly the same way, but this time with a microphone. No problem for him. And this is what you've been listening to now.
Cubana de mi ilusión, ven conmigo pa' Cantón, allí yo quiero gozar con tu amor.